one of the harder guys to tackle in the league, and you see those big tree trunks for legs. He tries to tell people he's 220. I check the weight sheet, he's 230. And he's got these traps real sore right now.
Who is the toughest guy you've had to tackle? As far, not like Barry Sanders type, but a physical guy. And how does Henry stack up?
You know, obviously a guy like Jerome Bettis is up there. But, you know, really, like I said, the type of body top that Travis has, there was a guy that used to play for the Dolphins, got in a lot of trouble, Cecil Collins, same type build. And he just couldn't tackle him because every time you hit him, they bounce. And you can't really wrap on it. That's a tough guy to tackle, and that's something where you got to trust your teammates.
He said he's tired of running into you. Is it pretty much a mutual feeling?
As I said earlier, feeling's mutual, you know. I guess that's what we're paid to do, so we'll keep, you know, it's like lining two guys up on the side of a room and meeting in the middle and see who comes out victorious. But every time I see him in the locker room, he shakes his head. I shake my head and say, see you tomorrow.
Do you have any collisions like that with Allstott?
You know, they had a rule in Tampa. We weren't allowed to hit each other. That was a good thing. So I didn't have a collision with him until we played him, and I was a member of the Broncos.
Johnny, that scene that unfolded on the field today with Wark getting hurt, how long before you get to top speed again in practice?
I don't think it ever got back. You know, you pride yourself as a pro on always being able to bounce back and focus. But, you know, that's just – there's nothing worse than that. And, you know, it was a somber mood after that. And, you know, we did a nice job of finishing the practice, but it wasn't the same because we really had an intense, nice practice going.
From my admittedly uninformed perspective, it seems like you and Nick can be more aggressive now with Dre and Champ. Is that the case?
Yeah, I think we can pick our spots, you know. We all play within the confines of the system, but when you got two guys like that, yes, there's opportunities where you can lock them up and allow us to go do some things. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun playing with those guys. Obviously, know what Champ's all about, but never and cease to be amazed by his ability and his focus and his will to even improve where he's already taken his game. And then Dre, it's really it's fun to see, you know, what's made him a great player for so long. And I think when you put it all together, it's going to be something special.
There were some things said before Bates came in that the safeties weren't that aggressive in his scheme. But it seems the exact opposite of that.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I think a lot of people in the league, just because he doesn't play a lot of safety down in the box type stuff, but believe me, we'll be busy. And yeah, he's coming up with ways to use us, and it's a lot of fun.
Feel like you're back in Tampa again with that?
Well, you know, I've been used a lot here. Larry found ways to use me, but you know, I've always said that's what I love about the position. There's so many different ways. At times I get to line up as a D lineman. I put my hand down, did the old three-point stance there today, and times you're back covering receivers, which I'm doing a lot in this scheme, and it's just a lot of fun.